dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hurricane Debbie taking aim at the Florida Gulf Coast this morning, preparing to make landfall near Keaton Beach. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Rain totals could reach a foot or more along Florida's Gulf Coast, where Debbie could produce 6 to 10 feet of storm surge. Conditions yesterday from the St. Pete Pier as Debbie's outer bands grazed the Tampa area, flooding streets and causing power outages. The storm is expected to move over northern Florida today, then stall over the coastal regions of Georgia. Communities near Savannah could see up to 20 inches of rain and as high as 30 inches in isolated areas.
Kamala Harris is expected to end her search for a vice presidential candidate tomorrow in Philadelphia. Some of the rumored finalists meeting with the VP at her home on Sunday. Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and fled the country this morning after protesters stormed the capital city demanding her resignation. This comes after weeks of protests calling for change to the quota system for government jobs. This is ABC. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rejecting a plea deal introduced last week for the alleged 9/11 mastermind and two co-conspirators. ABC's Louis Martinez with more on Austin's decision to move forward with the trial.
He did not agree with this ruling, and he wanted to see this whole system play out in the courtroom, and he wanted to see the sentencing also play out in a courtroom and not be as a deal that's been worked out between lawyers and prosecutors down in Guantanamo. And we should remember that this was a military tribunal. This has been operating completely independent of any political actions. So even the White House was caught unawares when this agreement was made public last week.
Los Angeles police released new images over the weekend of the suspects and vehicle believed to be tied to the murder of General Hospital actor Johnny Wagner. Authorities now asking for the public's help in identifying the three men seen trying to steal Wagner's catalytic converter when the 37-year-old was shot back in May. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples' hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around the state are asking for the expansion of Medicaid. The Committee to Protect Healthcare says by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in his state budgets. Americans should avoid traveling to Russia. That's the latest advisory from the U.S. State Department. UW-Madison political science professor Yoshiko Herrera says the regime of Russian President Vladimir Putin is untrustworthy and will continue to take hostages like those exchanged last week for Russian criminals. You can now sign up to take part in the 2024 Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt season. The Wisconsin DNR says sponsors from 49 different counties will host these hunts. Hunters will need to contact the host to set up a hunt and buy a valid license from the DNR. You can get more information online at dnr.wi.gov.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy today. A couple of strong to severe storms possible with some locally heavy rain possible today through tonight. High of 73 today will drop to 56 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Thank you. I'm dead. I'm just a simple man.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing, L-O-N-E. Yeah, say hey, good L-O-O. Mama had a time to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But Mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. Bet your Mama must have been another good looking honey too. Walking, honking, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Travis Stritt and Trouble here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-60s across the region. Going to be cooler today. We have those rain showers as well throughout the day. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, we'll talk with Suzanne Fanning with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. She was named one of Ad Age's leading women of 2024. Congratulations to Suzanne. We'll talk with her this hour in our newsmaker segment as well. Well, what a fun Buffalo County Fair over the last weekend. And well, we get ready for our last fair of the summer. It's the Pierce County Fair coming up this week. And we will once again be at the Pierce County Fair Thursday through Sunday. We'll also be having live video streaming coverage as well of our dairy, beef, and swine shows too, along with the livestock auction as well. We'll have that on our streaming video service at our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming page. That brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. So our finals fair of the season here coming up this week with the Pierce County Fair. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Mary Ledman, Rabobank Global Sector Strategist. Mary, there's been some frustration at China's lack of buying in the global dairy market, and a big part of the reason is China's increased domestic milk production. You have addressed that situation for Rabobank.
That's correct. We recently released a report called The Dairy Dominoes, How China's Increased Dairy Self-Sufficiency is Reshaping Global Trade. And this did not happen overnight. This has been work in progress, even going back to about 2018 when China released their five-year agricultural plan. Kind of think of it like a U.S. farm bill. And back then, they put forth a goal of increasing domestic milk production by nearly 11 million metric tons. That's close to 25 billion pounds of milk. So think about adding another Idaho and Washington State, maybe even Oregon in there. Over the next 5 years, it's about 10% of U.S. milk production that they added over the course of 5 years. And they did that actually ahead of schedule. Their goal, if I remember correctly, was like 2024, but they made that achievement in 2023.
How did they do it?
They added a million head to their dairy herd. And most of those replacement heifers, because China really hasn't had their own, they've been short of heifers. And so to build their domestic herd, let's be specific here. We're talking about high producing herds and dairy farms with 5 to 10,000 cows that look like 5 to 10,000 cow dairies in the United States. So they imported about a million head of replacement heifers from New Zealand and Australia from that 2018 to 2023 time period. Therefore, for China to continue this growth path, they really need to start increasing their animal husbandry of replacement heifers. And that's yet to be determined because there are feed constraints, there are water constraints, there are land constraints. But I think the last 5 years shows us with China, where there's a will, there is a way.
Real quickly, in closing, Mary, can China's deficit be offset by other countries?
Yes. We have a growing world population and China's absence. And it is large. They are the world's largest dairy importer. But particularly, this has impacted whole milk powder and skim milk powder. The whey market is still very important to the United States. And China has not developed a domestic cheese industry that would produce that whey. But fortunately for the whole milk powder and skim milk powder, those markets are being absorbed by Algeria, Southeast Asia, Mexico, and other markets.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Ledman, Rabobank Global Sector Strategist.
Thanks, Lee. A nationwide research effort continues in determining soil health and manure management within dairy operations, including economic and environmental impacts. USDA Radio's Rod Bain has more in this report.
It is year four of a six-year collaboration in the realm of dairy crop production, resource conservation, and greenhouse gas reduction.
The Dairy Soil Water Regeneration Project is a collaboration with Dairy Management Incorporated, the Soil Health Institute, and different research institutions, including USDA, ARS.
Victor Green of Dairy Management Incorporated says contributing research facilities include seven land-grant universities and USDA's Agricultural Research Station in Kimberly, Idaho, where scientists April Latham participates in this effort with a specific research project.
We've been using two different manure byproduct treatment polymers to condense the manure, make it easier to separate the solid manure fraction, which has more nutrients, hopefully, and another relies on mechanical vapor recompression, which dries the manure from a liquid stream into a solid product.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The heat is on in much of the country, and while we focus a lot on heat stress for dairy cattle, we also need to take care of ourselves, the dairy farmer.
Rest, water, and shade.
Ohio State's health and safety professor Dee Jepson says to drink at least one cup of water every 20 minutes.
A lot of times people think, I don't want to drink that much, I'll be sick. If you're really out working in this heat, every 20 minutes, drink a cup of water. You'll feel much better.
That's Ohio State's Dee Jepson. Join us tomorrow for our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Man, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now, that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text radio to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's radio to 321-321.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My daddy always was a gentleman. Never the kind of ever his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. Tries to hold you back. Yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you want to finish last, you got to kick a little. Some people judge you by the way you look. See you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like they're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. You wanna finish last, you've got to kick a little.
morning. I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. September down 59 to 2042. October down 44 to 2064. November down 27 to 2021. December down 24 at 1940. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 2 to 193. 40-pound blocks down 4 and 3 quarters to 185. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 and a quarter to 310 and a half. 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 124, one trade on the day. Dry weight down 1.5 to 61 and one trade on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower on the day as the cattle markets didn't see much fundamental support as cash markets really were non-existent. And also the big drop in the stock market also helping to pressure the cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower on the day. The market really shouldn't be surprised. The trade didn't trade aggressively in cash because they did that at midweek, but that did pressure the markets as they took some of the profits from Wednesday off the table. August live cattle down 70 cents to 184.10. August feeder cattle down 350 to 249.65. August hogs down 95 cents to 92.20. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher as a lot of short covering in late week helping to support corn and beans. Now, spring wheat harvest may be slowed by rains in the U.S. and in Russia, and that also helps to support the markets as well, along with a sharply lower dollar. New crop corn up 4.75 to 4.03 1/4. New crop beans up 10.75 to 10.27 1/4. Chicago wheat September up 7 to 5.39. Minneapolis wheat September up 6.5 to 5.95. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 335, September 335, new crop 348, cash beans at 973, new crop 947. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 371.5, September 366.5, new crop 358.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 369, September 361, new crop 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 343, new crop 348. Cash beans 982, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 356, new crop 358. Cash beans 967, new crop 947. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 356, September 356, and new crop 356. Cash beans 992, September 982, new crop 968. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 346, new crop 351, cash beans 982, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 179 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 185, market cows 118 to 141, bulls 142 to 177, calves 290 to 940, beef steers 153 to 385, Holstein steers 105 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 108 or 180 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 170 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time. And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Will it take too long to see?
Amy, what you want to do?
What you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you want to do? Stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do, yeah, now.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you
when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why, I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful,
never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's beautiful,
no, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful, though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful,
never crossed her
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful,
no, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful, though time.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before,
I said hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary
I
Lou,
knew, Mary Lou,
that
we never part. So hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night,
arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary
I
Lou,
Mary Lou,
that we
never part. So hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And this morning, we are talking with Suzanne Fanning. She is the Chief Marketing Officer with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And she has just recently won an award. And we're going to talk a little bit about the award today. She won this award with Ad Age. She's among leading women in 2024. Say that three times fast. So, Suzanne, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the award.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm hoping it's really a win for Wisconsin's dairy farmers.
And this is a pretty prestigious award because you're up there with some of the real big folks at some of the real big companies, I understand.
That is true. It's a pretty impressive list, and it's quite an honor to be included.
So tell us about some of the things that you've been doing over the last year to help market Wisconsin cheese. Everybody knows, you know, Wisconsin cheese. We see the logo all over the place. I even see it in Las Vegas, of all places. But tell us about some of the things that you're doing to promote Wisconsin cheese.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're seeing it in Las Vegas. I mean, first of all, I would say that our efforts are nationwide and even really all over the globe, because I mean, definitely some people think that it's just about marketing in Wisconsin, but people in Wisconsin already know how amazing our cheese is. And the fact is that 90% of the cheese that's produced here is shipped outside of our state. And so what we're trying to do is tell the rest of the country how fabulous Wisconsin cheese is. So that's really where we focus our efforts, is like making sure that everyone everyone else knows. And so we've done all kinds of like really, really cool things to tell that story of Wisconsin cheese. And some of them I think are going to be very familiar to folks, and some of them really aren't. And I will also say that although my name is on this award, it is very much a team effort, because I'm just the head of marketing here, but marketing really is about a team effort. Everybody here has been working so hard on all of these initiatives. But first of all, I think that everyone has seen that Top Chef came to Wisconsin this year, and there was one episode that was all about cheese, and really the season just prominently featured cheese throughout. And so that was a big deal, and we were instrumental in bringing Top Chef here. And so that was one of the really cool things that happened this year. So they really shined a light on cheese being a culinary star in the state of Wisconsin. And that was kind of a big deal. But that wasn't the only media attention that we were able to drive. We actually earned about $77 million worth of media in this year alone, which was another record for us. So we were featured on Fox News. We were featured in Yahoo Life, USA Today, The Tasting Table, NBC, Food and Wine Magazine, just kind of all the places where food fanatics like to read and get information. That's where we focus on getting media coverage. So, and $77 million worth. So that was pretty cool. You talked about seeing us in Vegas. And like I said, we're actually in 99% of grocery stores across the country. And this year we had tremendous success getting our retail campaigns in different grocery stores across the country. So another record for us, we were featured in 8,000 stores across the country with some of our retail campaigns. And we actually had, again, record enrollment in Cheese State University, which is our program to train those cheesemongers who are behind the counters at different grocery stores across the country. So lots of like really cool things. Online, you know how many people are online searching for stuff? We developed, again, a record amount of content, and we had a record number of people on our website. So all kinds of just amazing stuff. And hopefully some of you were able to attend the Art of Cheese Festival, which attracted about 10,000 foodies from 26 different states, and in some cases drove about a 46% lift in sales. So a banner year for everybody here at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and you know, they had a pretty big impact.
Again, talking with Suzanne Fanning. She's the Chief Marketing Officer of Wisconsin Cheese and also Executive Vice President with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. She was named one of Ad Age's leading women of 2024 with all of her efforts with promoting Wisconsin cheese and Wisconsin dairy. Suzanne, is it always a challenge to try to stay out front of all of this stuff? Because, you know, you see that all the time online or with new products. One minute it's going viral, the next minute everybody's forgotten about it.
Well, you know, I always tell the team, you know, we don't have to know everything, but we have to have learning agility. And so we're very focused on that. We have a meeting every week that we call Trendy Tuesday, and we're always bringing forward trends that we see out in the world and having discussions about it. What's going on? What are other people doing? What are we seeing? And so we try to stay on top of it, and we try to make sure that we're doing our best to come up with the next cool thing. And so far, the team's been delivering, and we've been doing a pretty cool job.
So what is the next cool thing, or is that still a military secret?
Well, we've got lots of great plans for FY25. I don't know if I can announce all of the things yet, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be bigger and better than last year was. We've got some amazing plans.
Sometimes those California people are, you know, they're spying on us here while on this video. So maybe we can't say anything, you know, because, you know, they like to claim they still have happy cows, but we all know that that's totally wrong. We'll just leave that at that. How important is it when to work with the grocery stores to not only one have a spot in the dairy case or in the cheese case, because there's so many different types of cheeses, but then to try and work and develop some type of specials and things like that to promote Wisconsin cheese? How much of a challenge is that?
Oh, what's really, really important? Now, that doesn't fall directly under my department because I'm more on the consumer marketing part. So we have a whole nother department, another team that works with the grocery stores. In fact, it's a whole group. They're stationed all around the country and they work with the major retailers like every single day, talking with them, making sure that they're featuring our cheeses prominently, making sure that we're in those cases, making sure that they're having specials and doing everything we possibly can to drive that love at the point of sale and to make sure that the cheese is getting in those baskets and just to make sure that they have fabulous Wisconsin cheese sections. So we place a really heavy emphasis on that and to make sure that we have those great relationships with retailers.
And so does your team then try to come up with different ideas to help the folks going to those national chains, any grocery store chain, to say, hey, we came up with this idea for a promotion at your store if you do this with Wisconsin cheese? Do you try to work closely with that so you kind of have a combined effort?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And another really cool thing that we do, the team brings in some of those buyers from those major retailers. They actually bring them to Wisconsin and they take them to the different dairy farms and they let them actually meet the cheesemakers because we know that we have something so special, something so magical in our state that they really can only experience by coming here. And so we call those buyers missions and we bring them in and we take them around. And once they experience what we have here in the state, they really never forget it. And they talk about it for years. We can talk to people who came here on buyer's missions a few years ago, and they say all the time, like, oh, wow, that was an incredible trip. We'll never forget. And so, yes, we still carry that cheese. Wisconsin is so incredible what they do there. And so they really do an incredible team building that, an incredible job building that relationship with those buyers.
Talking with Suzanne Fanning, she was recently named one of Ad Age's leading women of 2024. And Suzanne, with all, you know, I know specialty cheese is a big, big part of this. And so that always gives your team a whole bunch of ideas to kind of work off of that. But how do you search out when, you know, if Brian, the cheese guy, he's a brand new cheese guy, comes up with something new? How do you find out that I had something new? Is it just working with the Cheesemakers Association or just working with other, you know, dairy farmers in Wisconsin who say, hey, by the way, there's this Brian guy in Durand, Wisconsin. He's making this new kind of cheese. You should check it out. It's bacon flavored. It's awesome. I mean, is that how you kind of find out about this stuff?
Well, that's another department we have. That's a great question. So you talked about our marketing department. You talked about our retail department. We also have a dairy communications department, and they actually work with all of the different cheese companies in the state on a daily basis. And they're constantly in conversations with them and saying, what are you trying to achieve? What can we help you do better? What are your goals? What are the new products that you're coming up with? And how can we help you promote them? And they're constantly feeding us information. And then we help them build content. We help them set up meetings with these different retailers. And we do everything that we can to help them promote those new cheeses. So again, that's the way that our organization is structured to in these different departments to help meet all of those needs. So you're hitting them all. You're doing great.
Sounds like a three-legged stool.
That is literally what they call it.
Well, congratulations again on your award. And we look forward to finding out about some of these special programs here coming up in 2025.
All right. Well, I hope that everybody finds out. If we're doing our job, you're going to hear about them.
Suzanne Fanning, she is the Chief Marketing Officer of Wisconsin Cheese and the Executive Vice President with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advanced tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Rain will spread across the region today in our ag weather forecast. Could be heavy at times as well. And then we'll have cooler temperatures for the rest of the week. Rain throughout the day today. We'll have highs from 67 to 72. Relative humidity is at 82 to 87%. East winds at 6 to 12. We'll see widespread 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms. Lows 54 to 59. Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13. Anywhere from a inch to an inch and a half of precipitation expected. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey.